time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Wow!
What?
What are you?
For Halloween, obviously.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not for Halloween.
Oh, it's not.
It's because he was boo-hooing up there at the podium yesterday.
Oh, this is your boy, dude.
I understand. You don't want to. You want to know something?
You've been super critical of your boy.
Yeah. You want to know something?
Yeah.
That's when you know it matters.
Oh, okay.
When it's not the people who always take pot shots, it's the people who have been with you and supported you. And listen when I tell you, I just want to say, if we were making it last hour, make no mistake, Bam, you did get put in a locker yesterday by Carl Anthony Towns, okay? That can't happen again. I was embarrassed. Second of all right, Eric Spoelstra, I love you. I don't understand why you have your bigs in jail without them being able to legally drink, but it is what it is. But Tua yesterday, Tua. Disappointed.
That's wow. Not,
you know, disappointed.
Well, let's hear this cut. Okay.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. So, Tua Tagovailoa.
New hair, Tua.
Yeah, he dyed his hair. He likes to change that hair, I tell you. Gets a little bit bored with the looks, but that's cool. I don't care about that.
Oh.
He can look however he wants to look, all right? Whatever gets touchdowns.
Fair.
But if there's one thing that...
Not Julian Hill.
No. That was not good. But if there's one thing that he should just kind of take the L on and move on, is that safety. I mean, that safety. It was, you right in the hands.
Very bad.
Batted it right through the end zone. And
barely got it out, too.
Barely. Could have been a touchdown. Barely. Right? Barely.
Why didn't he kick it?
Hit him right. I don't know.
You can't kick it.
Damage is done, though. Whatever. Yeah. Points are the points.
What's done is done.
However, Tua yesterday was asked about this. He's like, hey, what went wrong with that snap, right? And Tua, I'm just going to let you listen to what he had to say, because I found this to be patently absurd and also a little much. Here's Tua.
Daddy loves you guys.
I don't think that's that bad. Oh, okay, sorry.
That's not what he said.
Okay,
that's not what he said. That would pinch his cheeks.
It's as simple as catching the ball in the gun. But I would say I'm a pretty good shortstop guy. I have pretty good vision. I have pretty good hands. I mean, I'd like to see a lot of other people go in the back there and try to catch that ball too. You've seen it wasn't Brew's best, and Brew knows he can get it better, but it wasn't my best as well. But I'm just saying, to give perspective, it's not as easy as what it looked like sitting down on your couch eating chips.
The under center one, that was just my fault.
Okay. I don't even like chips.
Wait.
I'm not even a chip guy.
It was a heater.
Mm. Mm.
He said he should have caught it.
But then it's not as easy as it looks.
It wasn't.
While you're on the couch eating.
While you're
chips.
Sitting there eating your chips.
Mm.
And I got to say, minus one to Tua for lashing out.
Wow.
Minus one.
First of all,
for lashing out.
Pick a lane, dude. You taking accountability, or are you a great shortstop?
Wow. Hey, because go ahead.
Let me just say though. As far as shortstops go, all right, you know Alex Gonzalez. Trust me, okay. You know Alex Gonzalez. Stone hands is how it's been going when you catch that football. 13 fumbles last year, Leroy. 13 fumbles.
Missed some time, too.
Not last year, he didn't.
In my heart, he did.
What?
Missing.
So, I just think, hey, man, you messed up a routine play. Just own it.
It was a routine play,
Leroy. It's a routine play. Leroy, he fumbles a lot. Does he not fumble a lot?
He does fumble a lot. That was not a routine snap.
Okay.
Like, this is going to go around and around and around. And here's why. When I saw it, I'm like, woo. It was a little bit firm. And it would have been fine if it was right at him. But it was a little high. Could he have caught it? Yes. But it wasn't as easy as you're making it sound. And, like, I can't put you in a situation to kind of get you to understand that. That happens a lot with quarterbacks, that they get that heater and the ball gets
It happens more with him than anybody else.
Okay. And here's the part of football where I seem like an apologist. And I'm really not being an apologist. I'm just telling you how it is. Like, if you're used to catching a snap a certain way and you practice it and you know where the ball can and can't go, and then all of a sudden something deviates from that, it catches you off guard. It does. Like, it happens when quarterbacks throw a pass sometimes. You see guys, you know, they're used to catching the ball a certain way, and then a quarterback has to throw a heater in there, and the guy bats the ball around. It happens.
But, Leroy, is it a mistake or is it not a mistake?
Yeah, I didn't say it wasn't.
Okay, well, this is
But
dude, okay. I'm not disagreeing with you. This is the thing. We're not disagreeing. But you're agreeing that he made a mistake.
He admitted it.
Kind of.
But it was also the center who shot the heater back there.
Okay. Well, whose fault is it then? Is he a great shortstop?
Can it be a combination of errors?
He doesn't seem like see, this is the thing. Either take accountability and move on.
Can it be both guys being a little off in that career?
It certainly can. And nobody's.
So then what's the problem? Why does it have to be one?
I'll tell you why.
Responsibility.
Well, first of all, he's the one making it snippy, where he's like either mad at the reporter or he's mad at the fans who think that, you know, oh, you think it's so easy.
It was easy.
Okay, well, dude, guess what? Only one of us watching the game that day is getting $160 million guaranteed for a routine part of your job.
That's not rude. Here's what I'm trying to explain to you. That snap and where it was not routine. It wasn't. You're trying to simplify it to make your point. I'm telling you, that was not routine.
It's a misfire by him because he has been going at people. I'm telling you. Leroy, this guy has gotten a little too froggy. He's been going at his critics, which is fine. You go at the Chris Simmses of the world. You want to go at the Ryan Clarks. You want to go at Flo. Cool. You're going to go at the fans, dude, for where you're at this season right now? That's the move? That you think is the move?
I don't think he was going at fans.
Who's he going at?
I would say this is what he was trying to say. He should have made the play, which he said, but it wasn't as easy as everybody's making it out to be.
He was a great shortstop.
Oh, my God. This is exhausting. Like, it really is. Like, I can't explain to you, like, how it's not that it's a difficult thing, okay? But the timing of it and when it happened caught him off guard. That's all it was. That's it. If you're used to catching a ball that comes a certain way, and then all of a sudden you get one twice the speed and you got to reach for it, it was a combination of two things that created the catastrophe. It wasn't as simple as, oh, Tua should have caught it. And that's all I'm trying to say.
And I'm not disagreeing with you. You say it very well. He did not.
Okay, but that's a whole different conversation.
But that's the whole thing I'm pissed at. It's not that he messed up the play. I was already pissed that he messed up the play.
But you, again, when you start your conversation by saying Tua should have caught it, Tua did this, Tua did that, then everything after that is going to have that in mind. Okay? I never said Tua wasn't at fault. It's a combination of both two things going wrong at the same time. So I get what he's trying to say and take responsibility, whatever, but every quarterback will tell you, you watch football, you watch a lot of football, you see it happen a lot, where all of a sudden the center just short circuits and a rocket goes back there. And the ball either hits him too soon or hits him in the chest, and everybody goes, oh, it was right there. No, not sure. All right, but I'm telling you why these things happen. That when you're used to catching a ball, they practice all the time. The ball comes right, boom, 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 boom. And then all of a sudden you get a lightning bolt over your shoulder.
Yeah, again, no one's disagreeing with what you're saying. Your point and your explanations are fine. But he has to then go, is he getting snippy and defensive about it, or are you going to take ownership about it? Was it a botch, or is it, shut up, you guys don't know what you're talking about? And it's like, I got to be honest with you, on that play, just wear it and move on. Don't lash out at people afterwards. It's a misfire by him, dude. And I think that he's gotten a little bit too in the comfort zone of, I can lash out at everybody now, that's what I do. And what I'm telling you is, whoa, dude.
Was that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
All right.
It was. You didn't think so? Froggy, what about you? What say you, Froggy?
I would say this, right? You're starting to sound like one of those people that think that you can ask anything or say anything, and that the answers should always reflect, you know, I have every right to, you know, players get annoyed too. Maybe Tua was annoyed by answering the damn question all the time.
He's annoyed by answering how happens. He blew the game.
It happens. Why is it that big of a deal? I don't understand. Why is it that big of a deal?
Well, here's the thing. This is where I would disagree with you. He's making it a bigger deal than it should be. It should be.
No. Answering questions about it though.
He's not getting badgered. He asked, "Hey, when you watch the film, what happened on the snap there? You don't think that's a fair question to ask again?"
It's Thursday or Wednesday.
All right. He talks once a week.
All right. Like everybody's moved on. Like I don't. You know, like I'm just saying, like for here. It's okay to get annoyed by a question. It is. Having to relive the fact that you blew a game and over and over and over again. I can understand how sometimes guys get snippy. If you ask a difficult question, you don't want the player to get annoyed. And you may get annoyed that the player doesn't answer the question. That works both ways. There's times where players get annoyed by answering questions.
Yeah.
So what? You're a big boy. You're an adult.
I would say a lot of the Dolphin stars haven't been acting like big boys. I think they're all getting a little sensitive.
That's just fine.
I would say they're all getting a little sensitive with Twitter. They're all getting a little sensitive with the answers. And how are you supposed to have a faith that this team is going to like have the mindset to go beat a team that drops them into the ground every single time they play when this is the thing that gets their skin crawling?
Because
questions about your bad snap?
Because they're annoyed they're losing. That plays a big role in how you answer questions. It does, because losing sucks. But why can't the human element of this play a role in how they answer questions, but only how you ask them.
It's been a long time coming for Tua, though.
What that?
This isn't just this response. This, if you look at this summer, and I mean, they've been losing for a long time, so Leroy's right. When you're losing, it's not good. But if you look at the summer, this started with, hey, are you worried you don't have an offensive line? Doesn't matter. I get the ball off quick. Oh, okay, look at Tua. He's talking about this and that. He stood up to his bully. He's not answering concussion questions anymore. He's not wearing the guardian cap. It's his preference. Now, I'm a shortstop. I got good hands. These are just 4 to 5 instances this year alone where he's getting
great hands.
And you think that's
let me tell you something, dude.
Aren't you kind of going a little like as far as athletes saying crazy things and being snipped, that's low
for sure. But for Tua,
right, but
that's
so
different.
So why are you treating it more than what it is?
You're gonna say, let me tell you something, dude. If he's a shortstop, he would have been yanked from Mike Mordecai a long time ago. Stone hands,
Mike Mordecai.
Dude can't even turn two.
Personally, that you're making a bigger deal about this than he was about.
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree.
Okay.
He's the one who's got to take little pot shots at the end.
Mm. Okay.
It's fine. Okay. I'm still
I'm telling you,
a fan of the guy. It's not like
the bigger point here is they're 2-5. And that's the part that sucks more than anything. So I would imagine, and I'm going to just use my big brain here, that anybody that goes in and asks these guys questions are going to be aware that they're 2-5 and are probably a little pissed off about that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the answers might reflect that. Okay? We're all grown-ups. You understand that. Deal with it. Like, the biggest issue here
but here's
is
the,
not
it,
what...
Hold on.
The biggest issue here is not that the ball got snapped over his head. The biggest issue is not whether he took responsibility. The biggest issue right here in all of this is that they're 2-5.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be testy with everybody. That's just the nature of sports. When you start losing in any sport, besides hockey, those guys handle that crap like unbelievable.
That's right.
But when you go talk to Jimmy,
mm-hmm.
after they lost 5 or 6 games, he's the same way. They're all snippy.
Yeah,
losing
but
sucks.
I don't recall many.
Now, why don't you, here, you want us to understand what Tua being snippy is. But the bigger issue is they're 2-5. Why don't you understand that when you're asked, if you go in there and ask a question?
Well, Leroy, I understand that if you're 2-5, you're in a bad mood. What does that have to do with the fans criticizing you for botching something that you agree that you should do?
Fully attack. He was just basically saying somebody playing armchair quarterback.
Yeah.
But he used his own phrase. That's it. Come on, man.
Come on, dude.
I why? When all of a sudden, here's what I love. I love when the people asking the questions or the people listening to the response all of a sudden get sensitive. When you get hell-bent on
But he's sensitive. He's the one who's sensitive.
Because he's 2-5.
Okay, but he's a reason for that. You blew the play. Your answer can't be, are you going to do it? It's like if I was building a house and like getting it and I flip on the electricity. Hey, electrician, this doesn't work. And the electrician says to me, "You couldn't do it." What?
What? So that one play lost the game.
Dude, come on.
We
agree with that on Monday. Now all of a sudden you don't agree with that?
We lost by 2, didn't we?
What sent that game into a tailspin?
Oh, no, it sent the game into a tailspin.
What?
Oh, so you kicked the ball off to him, and they still went right down the score.
Dude, come on. Now all of a sudden, don't go back on your Monday take on it.
I'm not going back on my Monday.
You are.
Here's what I said on Monday. I said, that started it because then they went right down the field and scored.
Yeah.
So that's the play that ended. You had so many more opportunities.
But hold on, dude. You're up double digits, and then you just give them 2 possessions of scoring right in a row. What are you talking about?
You can still stop them.
But they didn't.
Right. So why are we talking about one play?
Okay. Yeah. There's never been one play in sports that stopped momentum. Come on.
Yes, there has.
Come on, dude.
Yes, there has. Tyreek Stevens, one play.
Yes.
That ended the game. No more football.
Why did they stop him earlier? Why did it get to that point?
Right.
Tyreek Stevenson could say that. But he'd be an ass clown to do it. You want to know what he did?
That play literally ended the game.
Tyreek Stevenson, if he could have just apologized, hey, that's on me.
Oh, yeah, but no kidding.
It's not as easy to bat down balls if you're just sitting at home eating your chips.
There's a difference.
Is there?
There was no football after that play. Okay, you have a safety. You then kick it down, and then the defense lets them go right down the field and score again.
I understand.
So if they get a three and out, you still got an 8-point lead.
If you go down the drive and they don't fumble the snap and give up 2 points, Leroy, and they go score, the game could be over. You could go up 17 points.
Okay.
Totally the turning point, though.
It 100% was. I don't even understand what the argument is.
Totally the turning point.
Okay.
It can't say, okay, this was the only play. Leroy's right. Defense gave up some plays. But that was totally the turning point, dude.
I didn't say it wasn't the turning point.
It was the same thing.
What I'm saying is this. To put it on one play when you had so much football left, an opportunity to stop him.
Did you not crush Mario Cristobal all of last year for not taking a knee? They still could have stopped him on defense.
True.
I said that.
But no, dude. Who keeps getting the blame? Not the defense.
Here's the difference. If they take a knee, the game is over. Okay? If he catches that ball, it's not 2 points, but there's still football to be played.
Acting like that, but like it, I feel like you're minimalizing it just because it wasn't at the end of the game.
No, I'm minimalizing it because it was a terrible play, right? It was a terrible play. I tried to explain it, why it happened, but there was a lot of football after that. And we are going to one play and saying that's why they lost. And it's not. Because they got the ball and went right down the field and scored.
Who are you yammering with over there?
Leroy is further from his microphone than Steph would appreciate. And he loves Leroy's take on this and would like him to be closer. That's what he was saying. And I was like, leave me alone.
Can we put that sign up in the middle for the show? Just say, I thought the red light would be that, but can we just put up a sign that says, hey, leave us alone when we're doing the show?
Did Leroy do the weather thing?
Like, there's so many people who come in there and talk to you. Like, you're on camera for the show. Yeah. Like, it's just, pretty for God's sakes, just important. For when the red light's on,
yeah.
When it's green, go.
Sure.
But like when it's red, shut up.
Do not enter.
They always go to talk to Frog Boy too.
I know.
I'm a personable guy. It's my fault, guys. You know, when you have the charisma of a game show host, sometimes people just want to talk to
you. Wait, but here's where you know. Here's where you know they know. Bad. Right?
Hmm?
They never go on camera because they know.
Oh, they don't want to be seen.
Right.
Makes sense for everybody watching. Mm. Anyway, take a break. Back after this.
Listening to Smokey Week on Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We got a 4-pack of Heat tickets that you could win today. Keep on listening to our show for details on how to win. Heat take on the Kings November 4th. It's going to be the last home game for a little bit in November. They're going on a long road trip. They are in Mexico City for this weekend.
Ah.
Take on the Wizards.
Nice. Hopefully a warm reception.
When do they play? Friday? Tomorrow?
Saturday night.
Saturday
at late, I think 9:30. Although I can't trust ESPN's times anymore. You guys screwed me on the Panthers. I don't know what to do.
We didn't screw you. Oh, they did. Hey, so I'm telling you, it's coverage.
What?
They do the coverage thing.
Whatever. It doesn't.
They do an hour of coverage.
Maybe. I guess. I don't know. But they lied to me, and I hate them for it. Leroy sent us a video of him and Big Spoon scaring their son, and it was hilarious. But have you seen what happened with the Charlotte Hornets?
No.
They scared LaMelo Ball with an evil clown. Now, ooh. I don't know.
They must know he doesn't like clowns.
I don't know.
You know who we used to scare in Minnesota?
Who?
Bob Sapp.
Oh,
you know what he hated?
Yeah, I remember what you told me.
Go ahead, spiders.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to get bags of like the little plastic spiders and then get on the plane and just start throwing them all over the place.
So he's walking into the facility and clowns. I don't like clowns either. Clowns can go to hell, but especially evil clowns. And there's something about, I don't know if the clown looks tiny because it's next to LaMelo. How tall is LaMelo Ball? Is he like 6'6", 6'7"? So I don't know if the clown looks tinier, but it looks
6'7".
Okay, so he looks like a tiny evil clown, but maybe he's just a normal size clown. But LaMelo Ball, he was not about it. He did not like the jokey jokes. Because
oh my god,
because clowns are terrifying. Now, for our audience listening, he's walking in the facility. Behind a brick wall is this clown, as he can't see it because he's walking in.
That clown looks scary.
Yeah, that clown looks really scary. Really scary. And the Hornets point guard is about to walk in.
Away up, I feel blessed.
Singing.
Did they take the? Clown's head off?
I think he did. So I guess there's nobody in that suit. Thank God.
Thank God.
He walks in. He screams and then slaps the clown.
That was a screech.
Oh, he was terrified. And the thing is, he's like singing. He's enjoying his day. He's like, what a day. Going to practice, enjoying Hornets basketball.
I feel blessed.
Hold on, dude. He gets up and...
Wait, I think the scary part was him. What if you thought that was a real person?
I don't think he cared.
The kick... Look at how he just kicks his leg up.
He looks like he's about to break out into dance.
He looks like Hideo Nomo.
He looks like he's doing the Carlton. This guy is literally fear...
Dude, he's clowns?
I've been fearing for his life.
Evil clowns, though? Evilly possessed clowns?
They're not going to be at like a...
But wait, so my question is, most people would just run. Why he confront the clown?
Well,
there's stairs right there. Where's he going to... Is he going to run up the stairs? Maybe he's like...
It was a hit and run, if anything. You know, it's not. He wasn't standing there squaring up. You know, it was kind of like, let's see if we can get rid of him on the way out.
Man.
The absolute fear... Just very, very fearful.
Do you think they got anybody else like this? There's no way the reaction gets better than this.
No.
Away up, I feel blessed.
Scream like one of the women in those scary movies.
Not a good look for the future of your franchise, Rock and Lion.
Hey, at least Fonz tried to be cool, right?
Yeah, he tried.
He tried.
He gets some snap on that smack.
LaMelo, dude. Not good.
Oh, man, that was good.
I know there's a lot of people that reacted like that.
I like how, though, when he got back up the stairs, he sees the clown still standing and he has to give it another shot.
Just one more. Yeah. Really, thank God no one was in that suit because they are getting concussed.
Those hits. That's great. Take a break. Back after this. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, you guys want to go to Tortuga? You guys can win a pair of three-day passes to go to Tortuga Music Festival April 4th, 5th, and 6th. All you got to do is text the word TURTLE to 20357. That's TURTLE to 20357. All right? You could do it while sitting on your couch eating chips. Text TURTLE to 20357. For more info, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive, you rat bastards. Froggy?
Sir?
Let's get to the mixed bag, huh?
Let's do it.
The mixed bag is brought to you by Carl Anthony Towns kicking the Heat's ass last night.
Oh, delivered.
Oof.
Delivered to us.
Very strange that the Heat can't beat him since Jimmy Butler's gotten here.
Yeah, well.
Never would have thought that with old grandma arms.
I mean, he did score 44.
Thank you.
Nah, not good. But old lover boy, face of the franchise over there. Maybe less dominoes, more dominate, buddy. How about that?
Hard to argue.
Let's go get to some more people in the South Florida sports market.
Let's do that, huh? Everything's happening right now. Everything is happening right now. Except the Marlins. I think they're going to get a new manager, though.
No, great.
It's me.
How is that?
No, it's not me.
Not bad. I feel like you're going to make a bunch of nostalgia signings.
All right,
hey,
guys.
So they haven't hired a new manager yet?
They have not.
Nope. Season just ended.
Does baseball do it differently?
A lot of places it'll just be after the season.
Hmm.
Oh, the season's over.
It did just end yesterday, yeah.
No, it's 11 a.m., no hirings? What are we doing here?
I mean,
I think they were down to like two finalists, but I don't really care.
Oh, okay. So they've been looking.
Not like they haven't started the process.
Okay. Yeah, I wonder if it was like football. They're trying to get somebody from the Dodgers or something.
Yeah. Gotta wait for
We can't afford anybody from the Dodgers.
Isn't that crazy?
Wait. Hold on. You can barely afford the people that you're asking to be the manager.
Well. Wouldn't it be crazy if like Bruce Sherman's like, guess what, guys? Juan Soto. I was like, what?
Oh.
Bruce, get over here, you big lug. What if he just did something reckless?
Wait.
I like that.
And then you woke up and realized. You live in
I can't even get John Soto.
Is Freddie Freeman available?
Wait,
on free.
You can get Anthony Rizzo, the other one.
Why can't we just... Why can't we get one of those deferred contracts that the Dodgers got?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they still gave him $700 million.
Yeah, but he's not getting any of it until, like, he's 60.
Yeah.
He's like, listen, I don't want the bookies to be able to track it, you know?
Wink. No, it is that Hard Rock app.
Who let that happen? What is this sport? They already had all the money. Why are they allowed to get off willy-nilly?
Bobby Bonilla just finished getting paid. So it's happened before.
I don't like it.
Wait, what about Giancarlo Stanton?
He's still getting paid.
He's got deferred.
I think he's it just got pushed back, and then he locked in, and I think the Marlins still have to pay a lot of his salary.
Oh, wait. So the way they did with Stanton was
he had an opt-out after 6 years.
Back end of the contract because he wasn't going to be here anyway.
Yeah, he had an opt-out. He could have opted out, I think, after like 6 years, 106. And he did not.
Of course not.
Maybe he should have. Wow. Although there's been some bad hammy years. I'll tell you what, though. He had a great playoffs.
He did.
Jazz Chisholm went deep yesterday, too. Man, how do you have a game? You have Judge, Stan, and Chisholm go deep. You lose. Three errors, I guess, is the answer. Anyway, what do you got for us today, Froggy?
OBJ.
Oh, okay.
Usually not known for saying or doing anything, you know, that gets highlighted in the media.
Not at all.
Very low-key.
Low-key dude.
And you know why?
Hmm?
It's because according to him, wide receiver is the most selfless position on the field.
Yeah, I am. It's crazy because I now don't take it, not to say I ever did, but I definitely don't take it for granted. I've been through probably more than you couldn't name a star receiver who's been through, you know, what I've been through as far as injuries and situation. Like, you just can't, you know.
Terrell Owens.
And as far as how I feel in my body, like, today was supposed to be a light day, and I was out there pushing.
Tony Brown froze his feet off.
I was out there trying to
AB
find something to get better at. I feel good. I don't ever want to take that for granted again, even when it's difficult. Like, you know, people always talk about receivers, and they're like, oh, the divas and all that that they say, and it's like, a receiver is the most selfless person on the field.
Never thought about it like
I mean,
that. Leroy, is that
true? Think about this. To some extent.
Wow. I didn't expect you to agree with that.
But here's the deal. Receivers get into a situation like this where you paying them a boatload of money and you can get any receiver open that you want, you know, with plays, formations, or whatever. When they get annoyed, it's not because they're not getting the ball, it's because if they're getting doubled the whole game, that don't mean don't throw it to them.
Dude,
or find a creative way to get them open.
Leroy, but you had to block Reggie White. Like, he has to block a corner.
No, I know.
You're more selfless.
Reggie Light.
Listen, that's not being selfless.
That's a point.
That's just being stupid.
Survivalist.
Tough crowd.
You're not surviving. Like, there's, you know how many times I've gotten information and knew what my job was? And right before the ball snaps, saying, I'm getting ready to get my ass kicked. You just know it. But it's a different mentality. A receiver, I don't think people realize how much they run, right? Imagine how much Tyreek runs only to get double covered. And I think more importantly, here's what I know a lot of receivers think. If I'm getting double covered, how can we not complete a pass? So I'm doing all this running for nothing. So nobody's having success. It'd be a different situation if Tyreek was getting double covered and then Jalen Waddle had, you know, 8 catches for 130, right? You see the building there, whereas, okay, now they're going to have to do something different and I'm going to get my opportunity. As far as being selfless, everybody wants the football. That's how you get paid.
There are
I will say this. It's easy to say that at the end of your career than it is before you get that contract.
There are selfless elements, but the most selfless?
I would say the most.
Guys, it's the fullback. It has to be the fullback.
Nope. Who's, you know why?
Yeah. Why?
Because your job description says you ain't getting the football.
Nose tackle?
Nose tackle.
I would say nose tackle. For this reason.
Because they take double teams.
Your job is to consume blockers. Your job is not always to make plays. Yeah. So when you see guys making plays from that position, like, I don't know how many times I told you, people don't understand that what Christian Wilkins was doing was unbelievable. To have 100 tackles at that position where you're getting doubled and yes.
Missed that guy.
Right. And so from that standpoint, It would be somebody like that. It would be if you run a 3-4 and your defense is centered around your linebackers.
I mean, at least Christian Wilkins is sad too, but Rich and sad.
Yeah. And what happens is it the front three's job to eat up linemen. You know, so you're just trying to eat up linemen. You're not necessarily always going in to make a play because that's on the linebackers. So, yeah, there's certain positions that are selfless. I can't even say offensive line. When I played, I would say offensive line because, you know, all the credit would go to the running back. But every offensive lineman makes more than the running back.
Oh, it's crazy. They make crazy money.
Right.
I still can't believe what happened. And I'm not hating. I'm just like, when Robert Hunt signed $100 million, I was like, the guy who didn't know the rules?
He had talent, though. Did you see him tote that rock?
Woo! Almond.
Trick play up there.
What else we got in the mixed bag there, Froggy?
We have a little Cam Ward action.
I like that guy.
Already en route. Or is it route? to en route to a Heisman winning season, but he explains why he's never satisfied.
You got to remember, at the end of the day, I was a zero-star recruit, so I don't think I'll ever be satisfied no matter where God in football takes me. I just want to go out there and make plays with my teammates. At the end of the day, I enjoy playing football. I love playing football. So I just think me just staying in the moment, every chance, you know, God puts me on the field is the best place for me.
Wow.
Just give him the Heisman already.
The best.
Just hand it over.
The best. Does he want to run for mayor or something? I love him.
He would have got that signed up.
The cool thing about last week, all the favorites had down weeks.
Yep.
Now, but what that does is, because this is what they do, other guys come into the mix. You see what I mean? So
you get
now they're looking at other parts of, you know, ooh, this guy threw for 400. This guy had this. This guy had that. And those guys are kind of inching up. But as far as right now, the top two guys, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this. Gentry only had 135 yards rushing. And so, those two guys both had off weeks at the same time. So one didn't become a clear favorite over the other.
Sometimes you want a down week so you can get back on that action if you didn't get it on the Cam Ward action early.
I got had by, and Tobin, how many times have I told you this? I usually never, ever, ever bet a player on a team that I'm rooting for.
Who'd you bet for?
Jimmy. I got everything else.
We should have known when he was saying, hey, was it on national TV or not?
I was just getting ready to say that. Like, we should have known.
Should have known.
Right?
Should have known. By the way, that game was great. Pascal Siakam beat the Celtics in OT.
Oh, my goodness. So, let me see.
Can I make the Heat fan feel better, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lower the music, Marcos.
Sharpen the harpoon, boys!
Oh! Whoa! Tell you about it next.